Hey everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Dump Podcast, your almost weekly show where we take one concept topic in pulp culture and geek out about it for about an hour or so. I'm Cameron.
I'm Cody.
And this week we're going to be talking about something that is very near and dear to our hearts, as well as most of the galaxy, I would say. If not, you know, for sure the world, if not the galaxy.
Yeah.
Which is, what's it called again?
Star Wars.
Okay, yeah, Star Wars. There's so many Star something, yes, et cetera, titles.
Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, I just kind of forgot. Yeah, Galaxy Quest, that would be fine too.
Yeah, I like Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, I saw that again last week. Somehow I keep like catching the end of it, like totally at random. I think it's just on all the time, and it just...
It should be.
It should be. I agree. So, but no, we're going to be talking about Star Wars. We'll get into that here in a little bit.
Right.
But the main reason for that is Star Wars Celebration was, as of this recording, weekend before last. So we're a little bit behind, but again, every 2 weeks we're going to do an episode, so we're just now getting to it. Plus we were able to kind of take some time to digest all of the information and footage and things.
So, trailers.
Indeed. But like I said, we'll get into that here shortly. To start with, we are going to kind of do our what we occasionally call our offerings, which is just what we've been into and checking out, you know, since our last episode. Cody, what have you been enjoying?
I've been sick.
So you have not
pretty
been
much constantly,
anything.
Yeah. Since our last episode, I've been sick.
Oh, that sucks.
And I don't even remember yesterday, as a recording yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully, I'll remember this. So I think I played a video game or two. Got back into Ark again. All about taming them dinosaurs.
Nice.
Oni and his roommate have been trying to get me to play this game called Warframe.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can understand the appeal to it. I just don't understand. But again, I've been sick. So maybe I just don't understand how to play because I'm sick.
That could be.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
I have been immersing myself more in Marvel Unlimited.
That's it. Yeah.
Because, you know, I pay for it every month, and I've been trying to go through and read stuff. I'm currently on Civil War II, which is not great.
No, it has a very unfulfilling ending too. No, spoiler alert.
Oh yeah, no, I kind of spoiled it for myself when it first came out because I wanted to know what happened.
Right,
and I think I might have read most of the issue because they had leaked it online. I think a couple of days before it came out, and I read most of it, and so I know where it's going.
Yeah,
but going back and reading the Captain Marvel stuff, which is where I, you know, got to this point.
You have to go through that.
Yeah, so I'm reading this to get to the end of A-Force and the Captain Marvel run, which was that going on at the time? Because I'm genuinely enjoying those.
Right. I really liked A-Force right up until Civil War II.
Oh, really? Yeah, it has not... The last couple tie-in issues have, not been great.
Yeah.
I like the focus on Nico because I like her from The Runaways.
I do too.
And I think she's well written in that series.
I think she should be part of more stuff in the Marvel Universe in general. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you completely.
Yeah, it's great that she's back on Runaways, and it's great that we have that title again.
Yep.
But I do like her as part of a premier superhero team.
Yeah. So I like her being the one who was able to move on to the big leagues, basically.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't say I've been enjoying it, but I've been reading it and I don't hate it.
Right.
And I have started the book Good Omens.
Okay.
By Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett. It's going to have an Amazon Prime series that debuts, I think, at the end of May.
Yeah, I've seen the commercials. Yeah. I'm going to watch it.
I plan to as well, which is rare because any viewers or any listeners probably know that I don't watch a lot of anything.
I mean, technically, there's a camera over there, so they could be watching this.
They could be. So what is that hooked up to?
Nothing, actually, right now.
Okay, so they can't.
Yeah, I forgot to change the Wi-Fi password. So I gotta do that still.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this is a camera, though. This is hooked up.
Right. Cody is pointing at the laptop right now, by the way. So, all right.
Brought to you by Dell. I had to figure out what brand of laptop this was. Ride the walrus.
Dude, you're getting a Dell. Yep. Nobody remembers it.
No. They're a very different company than they were back then.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not a product review podcast. We're a nerd culture podcast, so we won't go into that.
No. Although technology is part of it, and that was part of our mandate when we started. But
it's where you and I met, was a technology place.
It's true. It's true. That's the only good part about that place at all.
I had a dream I was working there again.
Oh, no.
And then somebody else posted something about my last day there
mm-hmm.
today on Facebook.
Oh, that's weird. Because
apparently it's the anniversary of my last day there.
Oh,
4 years. I'm just like, oh, God, I don't want to go back. We'll see. Anyway.
I've been reading Good Omens. It is very funny. It's a lot like The Good Place in terms of the kind of like a theological satire, but with very British sensibilities.
Those are two things I love.
Yeah.
The Good Place and British.
I think, obviously you'll probably check out the show.
Yeah, that's what's fine.
If you ever get around to reading a book ever, I would recommend it. It's a good read.
I bought Ready Player One before the movie came out. Thinking, I'll read this book.
Mm-hmm.
But then my wife borrowed it and I couldn't get a hold of it.
Yeah.
And then by the time she brought it back, I'm like, I don't want to read it anymore.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she read it.
Well, at least somebody did.
Yeah. I bought it, so that helps books, I guess.
Yes, we want to help books. We like books. This is like my fifth time reading it, I think.
Books?
Good Omens.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've read a few books in general.
This is my fifth book.
If you haven't even gotten to that point.
I haven't even gotten that high yet.
You're on like book two in your life, maybe?
Well, I've read lots of parts of books, but then I stop.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, I figured out how this ends. I can write the book report now.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the time I got around to finishing a book, I was like, it was time to write the report.
Yep.
So, because we did book reports in school. I don't know what you people do.
GIFs.
Or did. Yeah.
They do GIFs.
They do GIFs. Okay.
And TikToks.
You can do that for homework?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I don't know.
I would imagine with the increase in technology and, like, there are video essays and stuff that you can do.
I've seen people do video essays on TikTok. Because it's mostly the people sitting in the audience TikToking them and being like, you suck! Kids these days are nice.
They're great.
Brought to you by old millennials.
And young Gen Xers?
Yeah. I'm an old millennial.
Yeah. I think.
What are you? How old are you? 57?
I hate you so much. It depends on what you read. Like, I've read that I'm Gen X.
I've heard.
But I'm.
36 is a Gen X.
Yeah, so.
And under.
Okay. Then I'm millennial. Okay. Then,
all right, yeah, 36 to 25.
Yeah,
there
that sounds about right. So
yay millennials.
Yep.
Which people got to stop making millennial jokes when they're talking about teenagers? Then
mm-hmm.
None of them are millennials anymore.
Right, they're post millennial or whatever that term. We
Gen
don't,
Z, I think is. What
is it
called.
Gen Z? Because I know
Nick is
okay. Because I know Generation Y basically became millennial.
Yeah.
So.
Nick's a Gen Zer.
He's terrible.
Yeah, they're the worst ones.
Yep.
You're the worst ones, Gen Zer. Come at me. At TheCodyWack on Twitter.com. Why would I say Twitter.com? Who types that in?
I mean, it works.
It is a thing.
I referred to the podcast by my webcomic name last time.
Yeah.
So clearly we're smart. Yay.
This is clapping.
That is true. No one can deny that was clapping.
Yep.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of podcast, if you are enjoying this episode or any of the other episodes that we have posted,
there's something wrong with you.
I mean, there might very well be. But in any case, you should go on and follow us on the Twitter at Nerdbug Podcast. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to us, because we do this show out of the goodness of our hearts without any funding.
It's also a reason to hang out.
It is also a reason. That's why we do it.
Right.
But, we do it for no monetary value. However, if you can go on and give us a 5-star rating, follow us, and all of that good stuff, that would help the nerd dump lights stay on.
Yep.
So.
The air conditioning, because it's getting warmer, everybody.
It is.
Where we are.
Right. It is almost summer. We are past the last month of the year where we normally have snow.
Yeah. You know what command strips are?
I do. I'm very familiar.
You know how you use them to keep from destroying your walls and stuff, right?
Right, when you're hanging stuff up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This as well as a command strip.
That was not effective because that is a chunk.
Yeah.
Actually, three separate chunks out of your wall.
There was a fourth one, but it didn't rip the wall off when it fell.
Oh, so one of your command strips worked.
Yeah. Just ripped layers of paint, it looks like, and plaster off the wall as the thing that it was holding up.
Mm-hmm. That does not.
It was a light, like a nightlight.
That does not look good.
No. I was very upset about that, especially since I was on the ground underneath it at the time.
How did that timing work out?
Pretty bad. I think I dodged, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Well, that's fortunate.
Yeah.
So, Nerd Dump not brought to you by command strips, because they don't work.
They rip the wall out when they fall. I mean, we had the Velcro ones.
Yeah.
The Velcro didn't come apart. The wall did. Maybe it's the wall that we should be blaming.
It could be. But, that's the point of it, is like the main base or whatever you want to call it stays on. And then it's just the part that's Velcro that would come off.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, maybe it's the wall.
This is a good, entertaining podcast.
It's just because you're sick.
Yeah, I feel weird.
Yeah.
And yesterday, you should have seen me yesterday. Yesterday was not good. I feel much better than I did yesterday.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, yesterday I was all dizzy and people kept talking to me. I'm like, I don't remember you telling me this before. So it was good. It was a good, healthy day.
Yeesh. Hopefully you were able to rest.
Oh, yeah. That's all I do.
Oh, yeah. That's helpful.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I got burned all the hell because I did what most nerds don't ever do, and I went outside.
Which is a mistake.
Yeah, it really was.
Yep.
It was gorgeous out, but I stay inside because I'm a hermit.
Right.
And I got a lot of sun, so I'm very, very pink right now.
Yep.
And in a lot of pain. Actually, the Tylenol has helped, as well as aloe vera, but yeah, I was in a lot of pain most of the night. It was fun.
I've done that once.
Been in pain or
went outside?
To bed? Oh, you went outside. Okay.
No, me and Honey and a few other people went camping once, and we went swimming in the lake, and we put on sunscreen, but we did not put on waterproof sunscreen.
Oh.
So we were all very badly burnt afterwards. And we, to this day, blame the person who brought the sunscreen but did not bring waterproof sunscreen.
That's probably justified. It wasn't you, was it?
No, no.
Okay.
No, it was my wife.
Oh, okay.
So it was basically my fault by proxy.
Right. So. Still. It's someone else to blame, so it's fine.
Very badly burnt. Yeah.
I would have advised you against camping.
Oh, it was a horrible, horrible event. There was like a huge storm that came through and destroyed like two of the tents of the other people we were with.
Oh, no.
So we all packed up real quick during the storm to leave. Now our tent smells like mold.
So was this recent?
It was a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
Like four. Damn, it's been like 4 years.
You haven't used your tent since?
No.
Okay, that's probably for the best.
I think we put it outside to air out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't even know where it is.
It's probably not usable now.
Probably not.
Which is probably for the best. So that way you don't have to go
in the attic of the garage. okay. here at the new Nerd Dump Studios.
Yeah.
So I had to guess. Cool. Studios.
Yeah. So, well, all right. Well, that's awful.
Right?
Hopefully you never have to go through that again.
Yeah, camping sucks.
Yep.
I remember liking it when I was a kid.
I remember thinking that I would like it, uh-huh. but never actually going through it.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I ever came close to camping was as a fifth grade class, we went to the lake and we all bunked with somebody. And at that time, I was very, very anxious when it came to using public toilets.
Right.
So I wouldn't go at school. I would just, go before I left and then go again when I got home.
Right. This is the smartest way to exist.
Exactly. That's kind of how I exist now. But yeah. Anyway, however, for this particular camping trip, we didn't go home. I went to school, and then we immediately went to the lake. So, no bathroom break at all.
Right.
Until about, I want to say, 2 or 3 in the morning, when I realized I was in an enormous amount of pain, and I just had to go.
Right.
And rather than leave the tent, because, again, I was very anxious and scared of everything, I just went in the tent.
Seems right.
So,
ones or twos?
One.
Okay, God. Thank God.
Yeah.
But I've wound out of a tent before.
Okay, that
like inside the tent through the door.
Okay, that visual is fantastic.
Yep.
Fortunately, it's just a visual of outside the tent.
Yeah.
So
not, as one should.
Right.
So welcome to the Nerd Dump. We put the nerd in dumps.
We do what?
I don't know.
But
I'm tired.
Yeah, and we've talked a lot about pee.
Yeah.
So we'll use that to transition into the main meat of our episode, which is
Star Wars singular.
Okay.
Because it's really only been one war, if you think about it.
One ongoing war and a whole lot of battles.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess with the new saga, it's a different war because the war ended.
Right. Kind of.
Yeah.
Because, I recently did some research on that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and it turns out the New Order
mm-hmm.
is actually just a group of the original Empire
mm-hmm.
who were extreme Palpatine loyalists
mm-hmm.
who he hid away in an unexplored part of the galaxy for if he were to lose.
Interesting. And where did this research come from?
Internet.
Well, duh. I didn't know if this was like
some YouTube video. I don't know.
Okay. I didn't know if this was something like canon or.
I think it is.
It's in. Okay.
I think it's from the comics.
Okay.
Originally, but I heard someone else talking about
mm-hmm.
it. So, what you're hearing, loyal listener, is my reproduction of what someone else said that they read.
Okay.
So, take it as such.
Close enough. Part of what we were going to talk about is theories anyway, so I mean, that totally applies.
Yep.
We got, with Star Wars Celebration earlier this month, we did get a lot of news, a lot of announcements, a few trailers, and including...
the Jar Jar Binks standalone series.
Right, which we've all been looking forward to. That's not a real thing, don't worry.
It's called Jar Jar Binks versus the Ewoks.
Oh, man, people would hate that right? so bad.
I was just trying to think of the most annoying thing people could do. I don't have a problem with Ewoks, but no. I was born after Ewoks.
Mm-hmm.
A-E?
Yeah, after Endor.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, no, I've always liked them. And I think we've even, because we did a whole Star Wars month year before last, or season one of our podcast. So, and we talked pretty much at length about our non-hate for Ewoks.
But our extreme hate for Jar Jars.
Basically, yeah. At the very least, we're very negatively indifferent.
I have still yet to find someone who likes Jar Jar. Like, actively likes Jar Jar
mm-hmm.
as he is. Although I still want... I know it's not going to happen now, because they've explained what happened to Jar Jar officially in canon. But I still would love him to be the big bad, ultimately.
That would be funny. We haven't seen Gungans again mm-hmm. since then. But of course, there's a lot of species that we haven't seen.
Right.
So it's probably not out of the norm.
Little flying Jewish stereotype guy.
Yeah. What a
horrible racist.
A little bit. A little bit. I found him to be more Italian, but either way.
I could see that. The accent was very Italian.
Yeah. Either way, kind of offensive.
Kind of offensive. A lot of Star Wars species are kind of offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Trade Federation.
Yep.
Super offensive.
Super awful in every way.
To an extent. Just Gungans in general. Kind of offensive.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. Not a lot of that in the current staple of films.
No, Force had been a lot better, other than the weird milking thing and Kylo Ren's boobs.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want... Okay, that's one thing that I'm going to say without having discussed anything else that we've seen.
Right.
I don't want to see Kylo shirtless again.
No. Adam Driver has a weird body and he should be ashamed.
Yep, and all of you weird Adam Driver fanatics should also be ashamed.
I don't understand. He's weird looking. Yeah. There are people who love that guy. He's weird looking.
I
don't understand it. He's not great at acting, and he's weird looking.
He is what I had always thought of Benicio del Toro in the mid to late 90s.
Right.
Which is, he's kind of weird looking and not that great an actor.
Yeah.
I was apparently wrong, because everyone talked about how amazing he was and everything, and I'm just like, I don't get
it. I can't think of a single thing.
It wasn't until... I think Sin City and 21 Grams, when those came out, I'm like, okay, I'm seeing good performing from him. So
I don't think I've seen 21 Grams, but
it's depressing.
Even in Sin City, he was kind of campy, I think.
True. But so was the movie itself.
But so was the movie.
So it totally fits. Works for that. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he the Collector?
He was also the Collector. And he was in The Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
He's weird in both of those.
I wonder if he'll ever come back in Star Wars.
I don't know.
I feel like they're going to ignore a lot of the stuff from The Last Jedi in this next one.
I have heard that. There have definitely been rumblings with that. Obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about Star Wars Episode 9.
Right.
The Rise of Skywalker.
Right. Weird name.
Little weird name. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that. I'm curious. I've heard a lot of rumblings where people think J.J. Abrams, who of course directed Force Awakens Episode 7, is going to retcon a lot of the stuff that Rian Johnson did in Episode 8, Last Jedi. Supposedly he has said that is not the case, but I'm curious if you said just now that you kind of think that's
could
happen.
I don't want it to, because I am one of the few people who actually really like the last Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be fair, I've watched it once and never rewatched it again, so I might hate it now. Who knows? But I did like it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it was fun to have Poe prove that he's an idiot. Because in the first movie, they're all like, oh, Poe's amazing. Look at him fly. He's the best pilot. It's like, I've never seen him fly successfully.
Right. You know? Yeah.
He crashed that ship. That's all I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and I like the Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I like Luke Skywalker's force fight, force astral projection fight.
Yeah.
I really loved that. Everyone was like, we've never seen powers like that before. It's like, yeah. Well, they introduce new powers every movie. So.
Right. It's not that far off.
No. But I do feel like there were some things that kind of spit in the face of Star Wars fans in that movie, which I was fine with. I like getting spit in the face every now and then when it comes to my movies, not in real life. No one spit in my face.
Yeah, please don't. It's gross.
But every now and then I like the, well, here's this thing you didn't see coming twists, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, here's Emperor Snoke. Snoke? Snape?
Snoke.
Snoke. Mm-hmm. Here's Emperor Snoke. Snoke?
Yeah, it's Snoke.
Yeah. He's dead. Yep. Who was he? I don't know. He's dead now.
Yep.
I was fine with that, and I actually really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I did find it stupid that Rey's parents were revealed to be nobody the way that they were.
Yeah.
I'm fine with her parents being nobody. I don't like the way they were revealed to be nobody, and I feel like that's the part that they're probably going to back up on.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, ah, Kylo lied. Your parents are this. And this is why this movie's called Skywalker or whatever. Because you're a Skywalker. Kylo Ren's not a Skywalker. He's a Solo.
Mm-hmm.
So the title can't be about him.
No. So. Because it would be kind of weird for him to... I mean, he's basically denounced his name. He's right. denounced his upbringing, basically, because he went full bad.
Yeah.
So I don't think it applies to him. I'm wondering if the name Skywalker isn't necessarily a name, but a title. Like, that is basically maybe a title that Rey takes on.
Maybe.
Because we talked about, I mean, in the movie The Last Jedi, that was, you know, kind of a big thing with that Luke would be the Last Jedi.
Right.
And that Rey could be something different.
Right. And she just calls them Skywalkers from now on.
Could be.
I'm a Skywalker. Lightsaber. Zoom, zoom.
It's a thought. I don't know if that would be true. I mean, I think it would be interesting if, like, his legacy becomes, like, he was training new Jedi to become, you know, Skywalkers. Like, this whole new faction that may take down the First Order.
Right.
It's a thought, and I think Skywalker is a cool name to put towards a group or a faction or something, but
right,
it could very well mean someone else.
Could be just some random new character they introduce in this movie for no reason. It's like, oh yeah, I'm Luke's secret daughter.
Yeah,
not Rey, me. Mm-hmm. Bill Skywalker, but it's a girl.
Billy Skywalker. Billy Skywalker. B-I-L-L-I-E. I've seen that name.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, we have some new characters. We didn't really see any in the trailer.
Nope.
We saw the return of Lando.
Yep.
Which is cool, because he's pretty much the only major character who's still alive that
right.
they could bring in.
Right. Technically, Leia is still alive.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's going to be an issue.
Right. Her role will be limited. I did read that they were able to, rather than try to use the footage that they had to work into the story that they had, they just kind of rewrote around it.
Right, and cloned her.
Basically, yeah. And used some other takes and stuff. Because that hug that you see, she hugs Rey in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that was taken directly from Force Awakens.
I can see that.
Looks a little bit different, which I'm fine with. Yeah. I mean, use what you can. I don't care if this looks like a same shot from Episode 7. I understand.
She'd want the movie finished.
Yeah.
Probably.
Right.
I never met her in person. She might hate Star Wars.
Yeah, I think I would think she'd be good with whatever they can do.
Right.
Without, you know, CG-ing her. And it doesn't look like that's going to be
good. Did she get the creepy CG version of her from
Rogue One?
Rogue One.
Yeah, no.
Be like, hey, you're Princess Leia now, creepy CG version of Princess Leia.
And it'll go like, okay, 01101101, and just speak binary and then explode.
Yep. This is where we're going. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be CG completely eventually.
Pretty much. Battle Angel Alita.
Right?
Didn't see it. CG name me either. Yeah. Wanted to. We talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it. I was gonna, but then I didn't.
Yep.
I don't really have a good excuse. Nope. I just didn't do it.
Yep, good story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically how all mine are. I was going to do this, but I didn't.
Then I didn't.
Nope.
Take and that, that's America.
It. The end. How's that movie with the Lego Movie 2? Still haven't seen it. It's been out for like 3 months. And
like the Lego Movie...
Yeah, 2, the second part.
That came out?
Yep.
Okay, I also have not seen that and did not know it was out.
Yeah, I forgot about it. Because I had like a free pass on a receipt from the Lego store because I spent like $80 on Lego Movie 2 merchandise.
Sweet.
And then lost the receipt and like, I'm going to try to find it. And then that was 2 months ago.
I didn't know it came out.
Yeah, I forgot.
Damn. I was going to see that.
I wanted to, too. Hey, I think it comes out on DVD in like 2 weeks. So.
Great. Good news, everybody. Yep.
We can still see the Lego Movie, too.
We're bad at moving.
We're really bad. And movies, also.
Yeah, we'll probably see Star Wars.
Yeah.
9.
Yep.
We'll probably see that in theater.
I'm thinking most likely yes.
What if we don't? What if we forget somehow? I mean, it's December, so we should know.
Right. And it's Star Wars. And it's Star Wars. I mean, that's basically my life.
Right.
So I'll remember. I'll remind you too.
Okay.
I was going to say, anything else from the teaser that struck you or that you've got maybe a theory about?
Not a lot, no. There wasn't a lot there, honestly. It was a good teaser. I don't think it got me as hyped as some of the previous teasers have.
Because
I remember being super hyped for Force Awakens when all those stuff started coming out. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, Star Wars, this one. So
that's fair. But I mean, to be honestly, the Force Awakens, that was the first one that we had for over a decade.
Yeah, that's true.
So that definitely makes sense. And I definitely don't have the fatigue like a lot of us had last year with Solo coming out.
Yeah, that was a bad plan. Solo, yeah. I think, really hurt the franchise more than just money-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they should have done that, but...
Nope.
Oh, well.
Yeah, especially since we're... But it could be a blessing in disguise because we're not going to get a Star Wars movie every single year like they wanted to.
Right.
Which is good because I would have been okay with it, but at the same time, I don't want to get fatigue.
Right.
It's one thing to release, you know, multiple Marvel movies every year because they're different characters.
Yeah, different characters, different feels to some of the movies even.
Mm-hmm.
I think they haven't figured out how to do that with Star Wars movies yet.
Yeah.
All the Star Wars movies feel like they're supposed to be in the same storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Even though all the Marvel movies are in the same storyline, they don't feel like they're supposed to be in the same storyline.
No. And the majority of them are standalone.
Yeah.
I mean, they may, you know, cross over here and there, but, you know, they're standalone. With these movies, you really can't...
Mm.
I don't know. There's too much that feeds over into one movie versus another. And
right.
Yeah.
They got to stop prequeling things, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop prequeling. Because we have... Rogue One, Han Solo, the prequels.
Yep.
We got it.
Yeah.
The past happened. Let it go, guys. Let's move to the future.
Exactly.
As much as we can.
Yeah. So if you're going to go into the past, go way back.
Oh,
Knights
yeah,
of the Old Republic and that stuff.
Yeah. Something where none of the characters from that time frame would exist in any of the current mm-hmm. movies, no matter what.
Right.
Even if they lived that old age. They'd still be dead by now, is what I'd want to see.
Because
if you give me a movie where it takes place just a few minutes before The New Hope starts, and there's all these young, virile characters, and I know they're all going to die at the end, because none of them were in the movies.
Yep.
New Hope. Not New Hope. Rogue One.
Killing everybody.
Yeah. Cool movie, though.
Oh, very good movie. Very cool. Yeah, no, that'd be cool. I bet you if they did that, it would be a young Yoda movie.
Mm.
And I would be okay seeing Yoda, like, show up in an older movie, because, I mean, he's old enough that he could show up several centuries beforehand.
Right.
But I don't want to see a full-on Yoda movie.
No, please don't do that.
I love him, but he's a great supporting character.
Right.
I don't want to see a Yoda-led.
The only real prequel... that I can think of that I would want to see still
mm-hmm.
is Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Starring Ewan McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one where if they're like, you know what, we're going to do one more prequel, it better be that one.
Yeah. Exploring like his time after episode 3, maybe?
Yep. Before episode 4.
Yeah.
Just that time frame. What was he mm-hmm. doing? Just hanging out in a desert the whole time? I doubt it.
Right. I know he fought Darth Maul at one point because
yep.
we saw that in Rebels. Yeah, what else did he do?
That'd be cool.
Yep. I'm betting he got down at some point. Maybe he's got a daughter or a granddaughter, and that's Rey.
Right, there we go. We've been saying this for years. Just do it already, Disney. It'd make me happy.
Yeah. I would be weirdly okay with that.
Right.
But I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out. I'm definitely excited for it. I am worried about certain other characters,
mm-hmm.
particularly C-3PO, who we see, who seems to have a much bigger part, because he's actually in, like, at least two different scenes that we see.
Right.
And the fact that he's kind of getting in on the action makes me worried for him.
Right. Well, they're going to kill someone off. They always do.
Right. true. I'm hoping it'll just be, I mean, Lando. They'll have to write out Leia somehow. I'm fine with that because we've all had to, you know, deal with her, with Carrie Fisher's passing. And
it's been a bit.
Yeah.
We're used to it now.
Pretty much, unfortunately.
As much as we can be. I'm still mourning Alan Rickman, honestly.
Oh, yeah, me too. Years. Yep.
But yeah.
But yeah, no, if they, I really don't want to see 3PO go out, write him out or just don't kill him. And I'm worried about R2 as well, because you don't see him. Right. I'm betting he's probably with Leia, right, wherever she is.
So they might die at the same time.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm worried though, because those two characters are like, Chewie, I could deal with. I wouldn't like it, but right, I'd be okay. I would accept it. With the droids, I don't want to see them go
out. Let's just have a movie where nobody dies. I mean, we still have to explain Leia somehow. But
yeah.
It'd be nice if we could just stop killing off the original people for no reason.
Yeah. Kill Kylo.
Yeah.
He has it coming. Guy. He's got it coming now.
There's no point. I don't want him to get a redemption arc anymore.
Nope.
I don't care. He sucks. He's got weird boobs.
Well, he didn't deserve one after Han Solo,
right,
his death. But honestly, going ballistic and trying to kill Luke, like, that's the end of his redemption.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, he has fully embraced the dark side, and the only resolution to his ending is his death, and it's a matter of how it happens.
I'm also, I really don't like the weird romance they try to build between Rey and Kylo, because it's gross. Mm-hmm. I like Rey Finn or Finn Poe.
Yeah. Yep. I'm with you.
But I don't want anybody to have a relationship with Kylo Ren. He sucks.
Yep.
And I hate him.
No, totally, totally with you there. I think, I don't know. Rey and Finn have good chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Finn and Poe have. I'm definitely a shipper for that.
Oh, I love it.
I would even have been okay with him and Rose, really.
I forgot her name, or I would have brought her up.
Yep. Yeah, but I think I like that being unrequited. We don't see her in this either.
Yeah, I'm worried she's gone forever now.
I don't think they would do that.
I'd hope not.
Because, I mean, the fans that hated her are the fans that we don't like, because they're toxic and terrible.
Right. But I'm worried she's gone forever. And I don't, if she was, to me, it's probably not like the studio's like, oh, we got to get rid of her. I'm worried she wouldn't want to come back after all that stuff. Because, like, she got bullied out of the internet, if I remember correctly.
Pretty much. Like, so, I followed her on Instagram and I think on Twitter. And she deleted all of her accounts just because of so many people harassing her. It was just awful.
So I'm worried she won't come back. Like, she won't come back. Not they won't bring her back, but she won't come back. Because I haven't looked at the casting list for this movie.
I think she's on there, but that is not something I considered, and that would be very upsetting, because I think she's a great character, and I liked her a lot.
Right.
And she was a lot of fun, and I think there's a lot of potential for her to, you know, continue as a character. So, I guess we'll see.
We'll see.
She is listed, but, you know, the movie's not out yet, so you never know.
She might just show up to explode real quick or something, because she doesn't want to be in the movie.
that could be. We'll find out. We did not, since we didn't necessarily see new characters, we did see one, the new droid.
Yeah, that weird little one that's smaller than BB.
Yep.
BB-8, for those who are laymans and don't know that I call him BB.
Yep, I think it's D-0-O or D-O-O or something. Mm. Either way, he's adorable, and I love him, and I really hope he and BB-8 don't become the new 3PO and R2, because I kill them all.
Right. Well, yeah, hopefully not. But I feel like if you want to have that droid couple, you have to have one that can talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think little dude here, he seems more like a BB-8 R2-D2 type that just makes beep boops.
Yep.
So
he looks like the Pixar light, basically, the lamp.
I think we're more likely to get the, we think that that little dude's on our side, but he's actually working for the bad guy storyline, like from the Clone Wars cartoon with the black, was it black? No, what color was it? The other R2 unit.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah.
That could be.
I don't remember his name.
Yeah. Though. I don't know. We'll soon see. We should get to some of the other stuff that we saw. We did watch the Mandalorian teaser. It hasn't been officially released as of this recording. We just happened to find a decent video on YouTube that someone very nicely filmed with their phone. But we were actually able to hear it pretty well, and it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks high quality. We don't know for sure what the story is going to be. They did talk about him, the main character of the Mandalorian, being a bounty hunter at one point. So we'll see.
Yeah. It does, from I think Jon Favreau, who's producing it, and I think he's directing at least some of them.
Right.
Mandalorian, by the way, is a live-action TV series. The first one that they've done for Star Wars.
It's going to be on Disney Plus.
Supposedly it takes place 5 years after Return of the Jedi. So still a time frame that we haven't seen in the movies, which is exciting.
Right.
And it looks like it's all new characters, which is also exciting. I didn't necessarily need to see the same people, same actors.
Right. They would have had to really de-age a few of them.
Yeah. So, which we have the technology.
We have the technology. But Marvel has the technology.
But yeah, I like it supposedly has a very gritty but grounded approach, which is not something we get a lot of in Star Wars. Maybe in Rogue One.
Maybe in Rogue One, yeah.
Which I'm cool with that tone. Yeah. Definitely.
You can watch it once and then never again. It was a good movie. I just don't want to rewatch it now.
Too depressing?
Or yeah.
Yeah.
Too depressing. Everyone's dead. And I know you're going to die, so why would I want to watch this? Maybe this time you won't die? No, I don't think that's how movies work, me.
Nope. Nope, pretty much the ending is the same way.
Yeah.
But no, I'm excited for that. And it's Carl Weathers from Predator is in it. And Arrested Development.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
Playing Carl Weathers. Yeah. He's just playing himself.
Yep.
He's somehow in the Star Wars universe.
He's playing his persona from Arrested Development, which is himself.
Yep.
In Star Wars.
Yeah, really interesting. Yeah. Interesting take on it to put Arrested Development and Star Wars in the same universe.
I just want to see him take like the portions like Ray got in Force Awakens, those weird food packets.
Yeah.
Go like, take one of these, take a dew backbone. Baby, you got a stew going.
Right. I like Arrested Development.
I do too.
So,
yeah. Mandalorian looks fun.
Looks fun. I'll give it a shot I'm definitely getting Disney Plus. I'm going to give it a shot.
Yep.
Because then Disney Plus announced its prices and stuff.
It did indeed.
And it's really affordable.
It is surprisingly affordable.
Right.
Which actually we should kind of, not to get too off topic, but we did want to discuss that a little bit. Just because we've speculated on the Disney streaming service for a really long time, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
We spent many episodes kind of theorizing about it.
Yep.
But yeah, it finally got announced. Actually, I believe it was at Celebration or just shortly prior to.
Yep.
But it's going to have virtually all of Disney's titles starting this year in November.
And it's a $6.99 price point,
which is pretty good, especially in compared to Netflix, which
just raised their prices.
Yeah, for HD, which
I have.
Yeah, and I prefer it, so yeah. I'm like, fine, we'll spend the extra few dollars.
Right, I was expecting closer to $14.99 to $19.99 for Disney Plus. Honestly, $6.99, welcome surprise.
Yeah.
So I was going to pay those other prices. Don't tell Disney.
Nope. Don't raise your prices yet, guys.
Yeah.
So, So yeah, no, that's a good price, and especially for what you would get, because it's not just, you know, all the Disney movies that you might own and TV shows, but it's gonna have, like, Netflix and Hulu, it'll have original content like The Mandalorian, the new season of Clone Wars, which the old season's off Netflix now, officially.
Really?
Happened, I think, same day as the Disney Plus announcement. So pretty sure that was probably coordinated. But anyway, all this time I've talked about not finishing Clone Wars and trying to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do that now.
It'll be on Disney Plus or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, the great price range. You're going to get all the Star Wars, all the Disney, all the Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
They got the WandaVision show officially announced. The Winter Soldier Falcon show officially announced. Or Falcon Winter Soldier. I don't remember which one they put first. The Loki show officially announced.
Yep.
The What If cartoon, which I'm super excited for.
Oh, yeah. Ridiculously excited for that one. We don't know much about the other ones other than overturning deaths from Infinity War.
Yes.
Spoiler.
Yeah, thanks for telling us. We already bought our tickets for Endgame. We could have just waited a little bit.
Yep. anyway, like we had
Yeah, well, we figured. Yep. Loki was a bit of a shock, honestly. I thought he'd stay dead.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody was going to stay dead, it was going to be Loki. But
yep.
Apparently not.
Oh, well.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, me too. I was sad.
But yeah, the price point on this being $6.99 is shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to, like, Netflix, Hulu, which have probably bigger libraries. But if you even think of, like, CBS All Access, it's $5.99 with commercials. If you want to get the without commercials, it's $9.99.
Yikes.
And I don't care about anything that's on that. I will, though, once the Jean-Luc Picard Star Trek series comes out. Then I'll care very much.
Right. Yeah. No real news on that other than some casting, but hey, any news on that is good news.
Yeah, this is where you should have gone the whole time, CBS.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Similar to my Star Trek... Star Wars problems where they keep making prequels. Mm-hmm. Star Trek also wants to keep making prequels. Stop making prequels. The whole point of Star Wars and Star Trek to the point is to guess at the future, even though Star Wars happened a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yep.
But Star Trek especially is a future. It's optimistic look at what we could become.
Mm-hmm.
So when you keep going backwards, that's not a good thing.
Yeah. Don't need that.
No. Let's keep going forwards. Anyway, that's my rant about Star Trek. Stop making sequels. Back to Star Wars.
Yeah. Gritty future post-apocalyptic stuff in Star Trek. I mean, you don't have to go that route, but I would be okay with like a movie or something doing that.
Well, in the books for Star Trek, after the Dominion War, there was a short era of peace, but eventually my understanding from what I've read on the internet,
because
again, I don't read books, is there was a large-scale Borg War.
Ooh.
Which is gritty, of course, and also apocalyptic, because I believe the Borg almost win.
Oh.
So let's do that story. I love the Borg.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't, but I love the Borg.
It's been long enough since we've had much in the way of a Borg anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think now would be about the time for that.
Yeah.
Or even if you do show the aftermath and just like, you know, flashbacks here and there.
Yep.
That would be kind of cool.
Yep.
But
Star Wars.
Yeah, we should do another Star Trek episode very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back to Star Wars. Another teaser we got, which is not television related, was for the new video game from EA, Jedi Fallen Order, which looks awesome.
Yep.
Has a lot of motion capture, has the actor from Gotham.
Yeah, he plays Jerome in Gotham, and also Jerome's brother, one of which I think is supposed to be the Joker, which annoys me.
Because
I, again, hate when you define where the Joker came from.
Yeah.
If you want to hear more about that, listen to our last episode about villains.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, he's a great actor, though. from everything I've seen. I mean, Gotham has kind of a crap script, but yeah, he does pretty well on it.
Nice. So. Well, the acting in the trailer, mm-hmm. even though it's CG him, it's still motion capture. So, I mean, it's pretty much his performance.
Right.
Was very cool. I liked the inclusion of the second sister, who was she was a villain actually from the comics that they are incorporating into this. Which when we were watching the trailer, you and I were kind of discussing, you know, what time frame this is. It's definitely post episode 3,
okay,
but pre episode 4.
So basically, this is going to be the new Starkiller storyline,
maybe,
since that's not canon anymore.
Right? Yeah, the Sorcerer's Sorcerer's or no, God,
Sorcerer's Apprentice.
I almost said
that's
that.
A real silly movie.
It is
starring Nicolas Cage.
I was thinking the Disney one with right. Mickey Mouse.
Oh yeah, that one's better.
Yeah. The Force Unleashed.
Yes,
it was Vader's the Secret Apprentice.
Yes, couldn't think of anything.
Yep. So it seems. Kind of, I mean, that sort of tone of game, which was definitely darker and grittier, but it definitely looks to be fun, which I'm totally game for.
Right.
Don't know if I'll have a system to play it on.
Yeah, I don't know what systems it's going to be available on. Did it say? I don't think it said.
It didn't.
So we'll see.
So I'm betting for everything, at least Xbox and PS4.
Right.
But
we'll see.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're probably a couple years away from the PS5, so who knows?
That's been announced now, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
I want to buy another console, and I probably won't, honestly. Just switch to computer gaming completely. That's all I do now.
Really?
Yeah. I have a PlayStation 4, and I tried playing games on it, and I'm like, you know what's more fun to do? My computer. My computer's way better at this than you are PlayStation 4. No offense.
Nope.
You PS4 fanboys who don't listen.
Nerddump brought to you by Sony.
Yep.
Not so much at all.
No. Have you seen Venom yet?
Nope.
Me neither.
Don't care.
I don't want to.
Yeah. Like, we even had friends that were, like, singing its praises and was kind of, like, getting me towards wanting to see it. Right. But I don't know.
I mean, if it pops up for free on a service I already have.
Maybe.
And I'm real bored. I might.
Yeah. It's the only Marvel adjacent movie that I haven't actually seen.
Yeah, me too.
In several years, but just don't.
Yeah, I don't care.
Not hyped up for it.
I'm getting to the same point with the DC movies though, where I just don't care, and they need to stop.
Yeah, a little bit. Still haven't seen Shazam.
Yeah, that's one I actually do want to see, but I haven't seen Aquaman yet either. And I don't care.
Nope, I'm good with that.
Did you hear breaking news? I've heard, I haven't verified this yet, but the source I heard it from was What Culture, which is a fairly decent source, that the new James Gunn-led Suicide Squad movie is going to be a reboot. However, the Birds of Prey movie is a sequel spinoff to the original Suicide Squad movie. So they're creating two different universes.
Huh. No, didn't hear that.
And that the Batman movie that they're making is also going to be in a different universe, supposedly. And, of course, the Joker standalone is in its own universe, supposedly, as well.
Okay.
So they're just, my understanding is, it sounds like they're giving up on having a big connected MCU type thing altogether.
All right. Well, I guess if it's broke, break it more.
Yeah, just keep hitting it with a hammer and see what happens.
I hate them. Yeah.
I love DC Comics.
Mm-hmm.
I love a lot of those characters. Yeah. I hate what they're doing to these guys through the movies, though.
Yeah. I'm with you. We want to love you, DC Expanded Universe, whatever. Just stop.
Yep.
Take just a break.
Reboot the whole thing in a couple years. Give me some time to heal.
Yeah.
You know?
give us Wonder Woman 84.
Yeah.
Give us Suicide Squad because it's James Gunn, so it's got serious potential.
Right.
And then just, you know, take a break.
Just stop. Just stop. I mean, if we can keep Gal Gadot around, I'm fine with that. She's a great Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
But if we could just reboot everything else.
Which is not far off, because I think that seems to be what they're doing.
I feel bad for Shazam guy. What's his face?
Zachary Levi?
Yeah, because supposedly he did fairly well, and I like him as an individual. But I don't even really want Shazam to be part of this universe yet. I think we need to build it from the ground up the correct way. You know?
Not exactly how Marvel did it, but maybe a little closer to how they did it.
Yeah, maybe have a few standalone movies that have nothing to do with each other first. Before you throw them into a pot and make them punch each other in front of CGI Ninja Turtle Doomsday.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Ugh. I was thought you were talking about Steppenwolf for a minute. Because it still...
Also CGI.
Yeah.
Let's cut back on the CGI budget, too, DC.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything with it. Every now and then I still see clips of Superman's mustache.
Oh, God.
And I'm just like, why does your face look like that? I could have done better with Photoshop.
Oh, I still have a picture on my phone of that screenshot. Yeah. Just randomly send it for no reason to people just to make them angry.
So bad.
Star Wars is great. I like it.
Yeah, hopefully they don't mess it up horribly.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We will see. That's about all we can really say at this point is we will see.
TIE Fighter looking things. Not TIE Fighter, X-Wing looking things.
I like it.
Yeah.
Could you make that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at a TIE Fighter hanging up in the bedroom. I mean, in the studio that we're in. And it's really good. I like it.
Science.
You've had a lot of free time on your hands.
I made those like 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay. Well, you've had free time randomly throughout the years.
Yes.
So, I like it.
Welcome to the Nerd Dumb Podcast. Yep. You exist because I have free time occasionally.
Cody is
like all the people listening, not the podcast.
No, of course not.
I made all of you.
So, that is pretty much our episode for this week. Want to thank you guys for listening, and we will be back very soon. We will actually probably be breaking our every 2 week formula for next week, because as of this recording, Avengers Endgame is coming out very soon. Cody and I already have our tickets for it.
Yep.
Different showings, but we might run into each other.
I always go see the 3D because I hate myself and want to spend all my money.
Right. And as I recall, Infinity War 3D, not so great.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it.
Okay.
But I'm going to do it again.
Because you don't learn.
I don't learn.
No, that's fine. But yeah, we'll be talking Endgame, so we'll probably be reviewing it after you've already seen it.
Yeah.
But what the heck? We've talked about it enough.
Yeah. Go see the movie. This is the end. This is what it's all been building towards.
Yep.
For all we know, everything after this is going to be horrible. You got to see this one.
Yeah.
Go see the movie.
Yep. 3 hours and 4 minutes of hopeful awesomeness, I'm sure.
We'll see.
Yep.
I'm very, very hyped.
Yeah. We can't.
Time seems to have slowed down. And I needed to get here.
It sped up for me because I still have 6 movies in the MCU to finish.
Fun.
Not going to do it.
Nope.
I'm probably...
Not a possibility, probably.
Yeah. I really want to skip ahead to at least watch Infinity War and Ant-Man and the Wasp because I feel like that's important leading into this.
Yeah.
And then go back and... Because I got to squeeze in Doctor Strange and Guardians. I did skip ahead and watch Black Panther last week, which was the first time seeing it since I saw it in theaters.
Right.
Loved it even more the second time.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's so good.
Yeah, it holds up. It
really does. But yeah, so we'll be back. We'll more than likely be back next week. And Honey will actually not be joining us, at least for the time being.
Right.
Didn't announce it at the top of the episode, but he has decided to step back from the Nerd Dump to focus on some other things. So But we still see him all the time anyway.
Right. I was trying to think of something funny to say what he's doing, but then I just thought a weird thing, so I decided not to say anything.
You thought of a Honey type thing? Yeah. And, okay, that's fair. So, plus he's a time traveler, so he's off doing whatever.
Right.
So,
which you'd think it'd mean he could make it here. Yeah. It's time travel. But exactly. Whatever.
Anyway. But no, he may be back again, but regularly it'll probably just be Cody and I talking about nerdy things. Lastly, I will leave on this note. We did do a poll of things that were announced at Star Wars Celebration, and we did have a tie for the things you're most excited for. Rise of the Skywalker trailer and Jedi Fallen Order both got 33% of votes.
Right.
Followed by Clone Wars and The Mandalorian at 23 and 11% respectively.
Right.
So thank you for participating in our Twitter poll. Again, you can find us on the Twitters at Nerd Dump Podcast. I am on there as well at Cameron Kiefer.
And I am at The Cody Wack.
And again, you can find us on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, as well as Podcast Addict for you non-Apple users.
Eventually, we've got to figure out how to do the Google thing.
Indeed. We'll figure it out.
Someone tell us.
Yep. If you have any ideas on how to do podcasts better, let us know.
We're very open.
Absolutely.
To criticism and
feedback.
Feedback.
And input. Like,
here, maybe you should stop. I don't know. What do we do this bad?
I don't know.
Stop coming up with an idea to say and then not having something to say at the end?
That could be.
That's what I just did.
I mean, I think that works out, but you never know.
Right.
Yeah, let us know. Again, we are totally up for any feedback. We do want to make the best podcast that we can for you guys. And we want to at least have some proof that people are listening. So that's all for this week. And thank you again. And you guys have a great weekend.